Unprecedented or historic? I'm not sure which word I'm more sick of using. Let's ask the moderator of Meet the Press and NBC News political director Chuck Todd what he thinks. Chuck, we haven't had a chance to say Happy New Year yet. Maybe that's okay because we're still waiting for 2021 to be a Happy New Year.
I have said January is the 2020 hangover. We're not counting 2021 until Valentine's Day.
Exactly. So, let's start out of the gate here with Joe Biden's out of the gate plan, a $1.9 trillion plan. Right after we just passed a $1 trillion plan, which was part of the largest spending bill in American history. Is this too ambitious too soon? And where do you put this thing's chances of getting passed fairly intact?
Well, look, I will say this. I think when you look at the labor picture and look at what happened yesterday, you started to see unemployment claims ticked up again.
Yeah.
The lockdowns have kicked in again. So, honestly, I don't know if this number. I used to be a little bit of a deficit hawk myself and get nervous about these things. But, you know, you look at the current situation right now, it's hard to make a case. Oh, let's cut here and cut there right now. You know, we're not in that situation. So I think the price tag, while feels big, for some parts of it's going to be a drop in the bucket. But look, I think its chances are better than you might think. And I actually think last Wednesday is a part of it. Look, I think on COVID relief in particular, you're going to see more senators than ever make an attempt to work with Biden early. And look, spending money is, while it can be controversial among trade journals, it's usually never controversial with voters right now, right? I do think you're going to find 10 Republican senators and probably probably closer to 20 that I think on this deal. Look, the minimum wage, you know, you ask what's going to stay intact. You know, the minimum wage in there, I think, is going to be an interesting little debate, right? You're going to have some economic debate about that. He wants to raise the minimum wage nationwide to $15. And I think, obviously, how much money go to states is going to be a bit of a sticking point, right? That's that was the biggest thing that didn't make it into the last relief bill. Mm-hmm. But I think you're going to see early, this is something that I think can pass by March. I don't think you're going to see a lot of help from Republicans, say, after June 1st. But I think there's going to be sort of a temporary, do you know what I mean by that?
I think you're going to see
a good a dozen or so Republicans wanting to make that effort to work with Biden for a while.
We are talking with Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd. We have a Republican governor, as you know, Doug Ducey, and he has announced he's going to be attending the inauguration because while he may disagree with him on things, he believes Joe Biden essentially is a good man. Now, I know there are some not so good guys who may have mayhem on their minds, ready to make this inauguration violent. Can you describe what D.C. looks like right now?
About the best comparison in my experience, I did not ever see the green zone in Iraq and Baghdad. I've had a lot of colleagues compare what we're seeing in the nation's capital right now.
I have. I was there, and it looks like that from the pictures.
Yeah, it is. I was in Cairo for a speech that Obama gave that was in a city that was locked down in a way that I'd never seen before. And it was because of so many security, an American president in Cairo was a security risk, right? At that time. And that was, and that was a place that was incredibly locked down, military troops everywhere. I mean, it was something surreal. Well, I'll be honest with you. It is the way Capitol Hill looks right now. I think it's safe. That's the good news. It's extraordinarily safe within the perimeter of the Capitol, but this is not the United States of America. When you look at it that way, you're like, wow, we are not the beacon of democracy that we have been feeling like for a while.